My friend, listen. The devil has convinced us that you are what you feel, you are what you experience, but our Christian life is we walk by faith and not by sight. Sight there represents experience, just like it represents all the five senses. So we say, unless I see it or unless I touch it, I will not believe it. Just like Thomas, unless I touch him, I will not believe. And Jesus says, blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. Why? Because we limit ourselves to a world of the five senses. It's very limited. And we think that we have the truth because we can see it, touch it. No, it could just be a temporary reality because our world is so small because we are depending on our five senses. But my friend, faith is not saying, oh, the thing is not there, but if you have faith, it'll become real. It will be so. It will then exist. No, faith is saying, like the word imputation, the word reckon, is the word logizomai in Greek. It means to count it so because it is so. Now watch this. I'm going to give you this verse right now in Romans chapter 6, verse 9. Knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. How many can say amen? Having been raised from the dead, he dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died, now watch this now, for the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God. Likewise, what is likewise? Likewise means in the same manner. You also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. And yet, you know, we have people teaching that, you know, you're supposed to reckon yourself dead to sin progressively every day, you know. But my friend, this is not a progressive death to sin. This is once and for all. Why? In the same manner, reckon yourself to be dead indeed unto sin, the same manner as what? As the way our Lord Jesus died to sin. For the death that he died, in verse 10, it says, the death that he died to sin what? Once for all. In other words, you have died to sin once for all. When was that? At the cross. You and I, we died to sin once and for all. Sin has nothing to say to us, even though it's talking to us all the time. Amen. And we have nothing to say to sin. We are dead. We are dead to sin. We are on the other side of death in Christ risen. Amen. And where is our death and judgment? Behind us, not in front of us. For the believer, death and judgment is not in front of you, it's behind you. For the world, for the people of the world, death and judgment is in front of them. It's a matter of your horizon vision, your perspective. Amen. What is God showing you? Are you seeing what God is showing you? Are you seeing what the devil is projecting into you? The devil wants you to see the enemies alive and well. All your sinful tendencies is alive and well. But Pastor Prince, they are there. They literally are there. I know they are there, but these are just like mirage. I know you feel them, but you can't depend on feelings. We walk by faith and not by sight. But Pastor Prince, this feeling is so real. When we go back to Romans 6 verse 11, Jesus died to sin once and for all. Where? At the cross. Amen. Likewise, in the same manner, reckon yourself what? Dead indeed to sin. So the word logizomai is here. In verse 11, reckon yourself to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. So in other words, if I see Jesus as my real self, I see him on the other side of the grave. He is risen. Amen. So the death and judgment that he experienced is all in the past at the cross. It's all behind him and I'm in him. It's all behind me. I see all my enemies. But then, how do you deal with those things when they stir up? I just say, it's a lie. It's a lie. It's a lie. This temptation of lust comes up. Amen. Lustful stirrings or angry feelings or depression or feeling of self-pity. All these are sins. They come up inside you and they want you to be self-occupied. Feelings of jealousy. Feelings of pride. When they come up, they look real. I mean, they feel real, right? But they're dead. God's word is truth. You cannot remove God's truth. God says they are dead. God says you are dead to them. They are finished off at the cross. You are not looking at all your sinful enemies and all these stirrings and outworkings of the flesh screaming at you, indulge me, yield to me. And they appear so real, they appear so alive, and you feel them, you feel their power. But you know what? You stop and say, no, they are dead. I'm dead to them. I'm not trying to be dead. I am dead. You are not dead in your feeling. You are not dead in your experience. God never said so. You are dead in faith. And faith is based on facts. Logizomai, reckon yourself dead to sin. Taya says it like this. He illustrates, if I have $25 in the bank and I logizomai that I have, I reckon that I have $25 in the bank, it is because I have $25. Taya, the Greek scholar, says, a logizomai, reckoning, like a picture of faith, right? Reckoning is not based on suppositions. It is based on facts. The reason I reckon that I have $25 in the bank is because I have $25 in the bank. So reckon yourself dead indeed to sin, but alive unto God in Christ Jesus, because it is so. Amen. Where are your eyes today? Apostle, when the feeling come, a temptation, I feel anger and all that, you gotta stop. And I'm telling you this, rejoice. Rejoice because you're not bow to the lie that you are this sin. You are this sin, and then, you know, God sees you in that sin. No, God separates you from that sin. Whew. I say God separates you from that sin. Look at this verse in earlier part of Romans 6, verse 6. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. So our old nature, that man from Adam, that man in whom dwells no good thing, that man that loves to sin, all right, that man has been crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he, now watch this, he who has died has been freed from sin. He who has died has been what? Freed from sin. But however, this word freed in the Greek is the word dikaioō, which is the same word used now that we are justified by faith. So then, being justified by faith, Romans 5:1, is the same word, dikaioō, dikaioō. All right, the same word used. So then, we being justified by faith. So the word should be justified. So you put, in fact, ASV, American Standard Version, put down, for he that has died is justified from sin. From is apo. All right, from is apo means separation. He that has died is justified from sin. So even though, listen, my friend, what does it mean? It means that even if the stirring comes up, God looks at you justified from that stirring, from that sin. God does not count that sin on you. Amen. Now, you say, well, then, can I indulge on it? No, true child of God who is truly born again wants to indulge. Many people who have fallen to sin, who are truly born again, are people who felt the power of it because they are living in a mistaken identity. They are not reckoning that they have died with Christ. They reckon, you see, how do I reckon that my sinful man is still alive? Is when you watch over it, even though you watch over it so that you will not indulge in it. By watching over it, you are actually saying it's alive. By praying against it, you are saying it's alive. By giving it importance in your life, you are saying it's alive. You are negating what God is saying and what Christ has done at the cross. You have died with Christ. Just ignore it. Leave it alone. Amen. And when it stirs up, don't act on it. Amen. It's a lie. That feeling is a lie. That's not me. That's not me. No, this is not me. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I'm in Christ risen. Christ is my real identity. That's where God wants us all to be. That's where God wants our eyes to be. That's where God wants our vision to be. Hi, I hope you were blessed and encouraged by this video. If you were impacted by this message, let us know by liking it and leaving a comment below. Lastly, feel free to subscribe to get more inspirational content every week. See you again real soon. God bless you.